This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You got cops standing in line at the grocery stores for toilet paper. Toilet paper. It's become the joke. Have you seen these little comic videos on YouTube where people drive up to a street corner and go, "Hey, you got some?" And the guy's like, "Yeah, you know, what do you got for me?" The dude reaches over into his glove compartment, pulls out $10,000, and he gets a couple of rolls of toilet paper and some hand sanitizer. Cops in front of toilet paper at the grocery store. It isn't that bad at my grocery store. And I did see it in Helena, Montana. The guy, the grocery store owner, was like, "Look, plenty of toilet paper." I guess people aren't wiping their butts in Helena, Montana. Anyway, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Glad you're here. Glad you're following me. Glad you survived the zombie apocalypse, which I will tell you is the most overhyped thing on the planet. I mean, the Democrats have really decided to push the envelope and working with the Chinese government to make Americans believe that we are in the midst of this pandemic. I'll prove to you this is not a pandemic. This is not one of these hype shows. I'm not doing it to make you think, "Oh my goodness, Kevin, you did." I'm not doing it for whatever reasons you may think. I'm telling you this because it's a fact. Before I get into the numbers, because I'm going to give you the numbers. I'm not, you know, one to make these kinds of accusations about things and not be able to back it up. I can completely back it up. This is so overhyped. This is Russian collusion, Trump impeachment rolled into one, and the Democrats want to destroy this economy. I'm telling you guys, you better get in the stock market right away. Get in. It is going to do you some good. Anyway, before I get into that, I want to make the prediction of what I told you guys. I told you that after a short amount of time and being in quarantine, these leftist starlets, these women, these leftist feminazis, as Rush Limbaugh likes to call them, the Me Too generation, are going to be looking like Sasquatches when they come out of lockdown. You won't recognize half of these chicks. Did you see Madonna in the bathtub, face so pulled back she looks like Catwoman? And she's in there going, what did she say? She said something like, "We're all equal now." The coronavirus, the Chinese Wuhan virus has made us all equal. Because here's what she says. Virus doesn't care about your race or your religion and your borders, etc. And what's funny is they go, you know, Donald Trump, the president tweets, "This is why we need to protect our borders." And people are like, "But the virus doesn't care about borders." Yeah, but it cares about people coming over who are undocumented, who may be sick, who may be carrying the heebie-jeebies. It cares about that. The Democrats and leftists can't even put logic together. I'm talking about basic logic. It would be like saying, "Okay, I'll tell you what, if a guy with Ebola knocks on your door, you can see that he's noticeably ill. Are you going to say, 'Hey, come on in, have a seat, meet the kids, why don't you marry the dog?'" You're going to say, "Hey, look, dude, get back here. You're in my space. You're inside of my social distancing area." Anyway, these women and these feminazis, these Me Too generation chicks are out there. And they're on lockdown. They can't go shop. You know, I mean, theoretically, they can't do all these different things. They can only get food and all this other stuff. So I'm telling you, they look like dudes now. You can't tell them from the guys. In fact, to be honest, in Hollywood, the guys actually look better than the girls, especially without makeup. Don't even look at one of these girls without makeup. So here's the deal. Some of the biggest issues that are happening during this shutdown for these feminazi women, these Me Too gens, they are going, "We can't get our hair color." And here's an article. From back-ordered beauty buys to canceled expos and live events, beauty aficionados are feeling the burn. News reports show that hair retailers are getting hit with higher wholesale prices and back orders from suppliers in China. So China's jacking up the prices because it's going, you know what? These crazy feminazis, these Me Too Gen women, they really care about their looks. They, right? Yeah, I use the Chinese accent just to make some liberals, just to trigger some leftists. But anyway, here's the deal. They can't get their hits, you know, their dyes and all these other things to keep themselves looking great. And for the record, look, conservative ladies, I'm mad at you. I know you guys want to look beautiful for your men, too. You want to dye your hair. You want to get the nails done, the mani-pedis, you know, whatever, do the landscaping. I get it. But you are okay with figuring it out, right? You will make your adjustments the way you need to. These feminazis, the Me Too gents, they are really upset. They're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I've been faking it for so long. You know, they can't do it. If they don't get that stuff, then their lives, people, can I just put it this way? They get judged. Oh my gosh, did you see so-and-so? She's not nearly as pretty as this, that, and the other. And because they're ugly on the inside, they, you know what I'm saying? Look, if you had some form of beauty, if you had a good personality, and so what, you got a little extra gray, you know, or you don't look as good outside of makeup. I mean, people just go, she's just so nice. She's so bubbly. She's so this. She's so helpful. There's so many other adjectives, right, to make women into just special creatures that you forget the beauty. You know, this outward idea of beauty. There are people, let me tell you something. I meet women, conservative women. I meet conservative women all the time that I go, man, that woman is the salt of the earth. She would make anybody proud. She could look like that witch, you know, the witch that used to chase Hansel and Gretel with the little bitty legs and the big body. And you still go, she's just so amazing. See, just amazing. You don't even care. You don't care. The wrinkles don't matter. The birthmark scar. None of it matters because you're like, boy, she just a salt of the earth. Right? You don't. It's like Shallow Hal. You don't see the ugly. You just see nothing but the beauty of these people. And that is what conservative women are to me. You women don't have any flaws. You know, because you're ready to admit that you're not perfect, you know, then you don't try to be, you roll with the punch. Man, I could go on and on about the beauty of the conservative woman. But these leftist women, where are my hair products? Where are my makeup? I can't get no lipstick. Oh, my God. So the prices have gone up on all these retail products, man. Woo, ugly out there. They're going, China, please get it together. Please stop the Wuhan. Stop the Chinese Wuhan and get me some makeup and some hair products at a reasonable price. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today, folks. I'm going to ask you this question before we come back from the break. Would you take the chloroquine or whatever it is to save yourself? Ready?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dent.
Lots of impact on the world and particularly on America for this fake news Chinese Wuhan hoax. It's not a hoax in terms of there's a real virus out there, but it's a hoax in terms of what its impact is, etc. And it's pathetic that it's being politicized. They're moving out the Olympics a year over this. Now, you could say, Kevin, what's the big day? Moving out the Olympics. Yeah, I know. But my heart goes out to the athletes. Imagine if you've trained for 4 years. You know, like maybe you went to the Olympics last time. Maybe you didn't make it. And you're right. You're at the precipice of making it. And suddenly, it's been ripped from under you, ripped away from you. Like in 1980 when we didn't go. And Carter wouldn't let the athletes go to Russia. We politicize something that people put their heart and soul into, and it's like, who cares? Yeah. What if that were you? What if you spent 4 years doing something And, you know, just, it was gone like that. Oh, it just got moved out, right? Just another year. If you know what it is to be an athlete at the highest level and you're training for something and you're trying to peak during that time, and then they go, well, hey, guess what? It's over. We're going to push it out 3 months, 6 months, doesn't matter. Let me tell you something. It is huge. Look, I'm not going to try to make you understand how big of a deal it is if you're a sprinter and you've been training to peak in June, and next they go, well, it's going to go another year. Your whole training mechanism changes. It could cost you a lot of money. It's certainly going to cost you physically. I can't even go into how much it does cost. Let me tell you another quick story that will help you put this in perspective. Maybe it will. So Jesse Owens, you know who he is, right? Black dude that ran during the time of the Nazis believing that there was this thing called the Aryan race that could just was better than everybody. And Adolf Hitler was the guy who was promoting this sick ideology. And there were many Americans, a lot of leftists, who believed it. They believed that there is a superior race. In fact, they believed that black people are stupid and a host of other things. And for the record, that group, the Democrats, they still exist. Don't think I'm kidding about this. There are people out there listening to me on the radio going, Kevin, you're joking about it. I'm not joking at all. There are Democrats who believe that black people are stupid. We're too stupid to know how to register to vote, to get a valid ID. We can't do anything without being dependent on the government. They still believe in the Negro Project, where keep just enough of us around to make, you know, waves, et cetera, et cetera. Those people exist. They will use us for anything they want. They will use us to impeach the to say there's Russian collusion. They'll use us to say, hey, the Ukrainians are doing this or that. They'll use us for illegal immigration and promoting that stuff. They will use us for whatever nefarious needs they want. And guess what? We prove, I'm not me, but the other black folks out there, these leftist blacks, prove every single day that they're stupid enough to fall for this. Every day. Anyway, Jesse Owens, 1936 Olympics. Here's what you probably don't know. Jesse Owens, if he had had to delay a year, you might not know his name. Might not. There was a guy who was actually beating Jesse Owens in the races leading up to the Olympics. Another athlete. And you know what happened to that athlete? He got hurt. Couldn't compete in the Olympics. I think he pulled muscles. And Jesse went on to the Olympics and, of course, the Olympic glory. And this guy faded into obscurity. Now, had the Olympics happened a year earlier, you might not know who Jesse Owens is. And here's a bigger impact. Forget that the other athlete, I forget his name, but look it up. You don't have to believe me. I'm telling you, Jesse Owens was, there was a guy who was consistently beating Jesse Owens before Jesse went to the Olympics and performed like he did. And who knows what that guy would have done. But a year delay might have let that guy heal. I don't think it would have, because Jesse went on, you know, his records stayed records for quite some time. But who knows what happened? Maybe that guy never got back to form. But if he had done it the year before, or, you know, some stroke of whatever had happened in the Olympics, you might know his name. But here's what I can tell you, is that if they had delayed the 1936 Olympics another year, would we be talking about Jesse Owens and his confrontation with Hitler and winning all the gold medals, etc.? I don't know. It took a lot of things to make that happen. Jesse barely won the long jump. I think it was on his final jump. You know, there's so many things that would have impacted that story. So I know it seems like it's no big deal. Kevin, why are you spending all this time on the Olympics? I'm spending this time on the idea of the hype that creates havoc in people's lives. Now, I'm using the Olympic athletes as a metaphor. These people that are getting extended a year. How many people were like, man, this is my last chance. This is the last year I have to do it. They put all that effort in, they train, and you know what? The body stops. The body goes, I can't do this anymore. You think that the left cares about this? Do you think that the left cares? They always talk about if it just saved one life, if it just helped one life, it just did this for one life. And then as soon as you do it, in the case of President Trump, who's saving lives, who says, I don't know if you guys saw the story about the guy who took the chloroquine. I'm going to get to that in the next segment because I want to ask you a question. Would you take it? But he said, it saved my life. Do you think they're going to highlight that story? They're trying to ridicule the president. Oh, he doesn't know if it could save lives. It ain't tested by the FDA. Really? So that's all that it takes is the FDA, the very people who test, and then you get it recalled because guess what? The FDA screwed up. That's the people you want to trust? Look, I'm not saying that we don't need some sort of safeguards, but I would trust an independent lab more than I would trust the FDA. I would trust scientists that have already tried this in Europe, France. I know they said they've had people try this chloroquine. I'd rather listen to them than anything our government says. Really, you want me to trust the FDA? Everything that's been recalled, every medicine that's been recalled.
Oh, this causes such and such, and if you want to sue, be part of a class action lawsuit.
How about we sue the FDA? They approve every drug that has been effectively recalled. What was it? The one that Susan Powder would do that had it caused the heart to race and things like this. It's insane. But we're supposed to trust them, right? So all the disruption, the Olympics, the restaurants, all these different things. And you know what's happening? Politicization of all of these things, and we're going to get to that in the program today as well. What Pelosi is doing is laughable. They should be out there trying to help people, help them get their jobs, get their lives back in order, and they're politicizing, making a joke, a mockery out of it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the $2 trillion economic stimulus package that's expected to be passed in the Senate will help Americans.
Struggling Americans are going to go to their mailboxes and find four-figure checks to help with their bills. Why? Because the Senate stepped up. Many American families who poured everything into a restaurant or a shop or a small manufacturer are going to keep making payroll and keep their businesses alive.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says the House Democratic leaders will now review it and determine a course of action. The National Park Service also announcing that Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks are closing until further notice. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you take, what was it called, chloroquine or chloroquine to fight the Chinese Wuhan? I think it's an interesting question because, you know, right now I would tell you I wouldn't take it. I would take my chances. You know, because some people are completely asymptomatic. They don't. Their body never knows. Maybe they got a tougher immune system on steroids. Dun 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 dun. Bring on Chinese Wuhan. Come on, man. And then other people, you know, they've got compromised immune systems for whatever reason, and they say, "Look, I don't want to take any chances." Or it impacts them badly. This one guy, I was looking at this story. Says a Florida man got diagnosed with a Chinese Wuhan. And he said he was saved from certain death by the anti-malarial drugs touted by the president. Saved his life. Well, two things saved his life. That and the work of the Goldwater Institute, who gave people a right to try. Anyway, this guy's name is Rio Giardinieri, age 52. Said he had horrendous back pain, he had headaches, he had cough, and he had fatigue for 5 days after he caught the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. He believes that a conference in Nueva York, what would be New York. So he says doctors at the Memorial General Hospital in South Florida diagnosed him with the Chinese Wuhan and pneumonia, put him in oxygen and in the ICU. After about a week, they told him there was nothing more they could do. And on Friday, he said goodbye to his wife and his three children. He thought he was kaput. There was nothing more that could be done. He says, I was at a point where I was barely able to speak and breathing was very challenging. I really thought my end was there. Then a friend sent him an article about hydroxychloroquine. Prescription drug that had been used to treat malaria for decades and other autoimmune diseases like lupus. Overseas studies had found it to be a promising treatment for Chinese Wuhan, but it hadn't been approved by health officials. So the president last week said he wanted the FDA to fast track the testing of chloroquine, which is a version of the hydroxychloroquine, and he said, you know, get it out there. Now, people scoffed at this idea. People were like, hey, how he's going to get that out there? It takes 18 months to get approval from the FDA and all this other stuff. Now, it does take 18 months to get approval. We have a process in America where we say we want to make sure people don't die. But look, We also sometimes disregard other countries and their testing methods. What President Trump is saying is, look, this is truly going to be treated as a global pandemic. We're going to look at what everybody's doing, and then we'll make a determination. We aren't just going to wait on the FDA. For all we know, the Chinese have a cure, or they're working on something. I heard the Israelis had a cure. And as I mentioned on this broadcast many times, I'd heard rumors that the French had this cure. I don't know where we know this works, but somebody's been looking at this. Some virologist or epidemiologist has been looking at what could possibly cure this. It didn't come out of the blue. So President Trump recommends it. So he contacted an infectious disease doctor about the drug, and he says he gave me all the reasons why I would probably not want to try it, because there are no trials, no testing. It was something that was not yet proven. And he said, I said, look, I don't know if I'm going to make it until morning, because at that point, he says he thought he was at the end. He couldn't breathe anymore. He agreed and authorized the use of it. And 30 minutes later, he said the nurse gave it to him. After about an hour after taking the pills, he said it felt like his heart was beating out of his chest. And 2 hours later, he had another episode where he couldn't breathe. He said he was given Benadryl and some other drugs, and when he woke up around 4:45, it was like nothing had happened. He has since had no fever or pain and can breathe again. He says doctors believe the episodes were not a reaction to the medicine, but his body fighting off the virus. He's the vice president of a company that manufactures equipment for high-end cooking equipment for high-end restaurants in L.A. He's had 3 doses of the medicine Saturday, hoping to be discharged from the hospital. Now, I'm not telling you that, you know, this is the panacea, it's the end-all, be-all, but this guy got his life saved over a dose of this medicine. So take it for what it's worth. But, you know, people want to, oh, the president doesn't know what he's talking about. Look, Donald Trump doesn't mention this stuff because he's just making it up the way the media wants you to believe. He's not just pulling this stuff out of thin air. He's got advisors saying, Mr. President, we're hearing great things about this. We're hearing this, that, and the other. And what he does then is he does what any responsible executive does. He starts saying, okay, how do we clear the red tape so we can get the most effective use of this thing? I'm going to tell you right now, I would not take this medicine unless I was in that guy's situation. There's no way. I read the side effects. I mean, short of your pecker falling off, it had everything. I'm an anti-medicine, anti-whatever. I don't even take aspirin or, you know, when I have a headache, I don't take Advil. I mean, it really has to be bad for me to finally go, all right, I'm going to go and take some. For the most part, I go, no, the body will figure itself out. But if I was in that situation, would have done it. So now we got all the people coming out. They want to talk about what's going on. Then Joe Biden hadn't been, I read this tweet from Charlie Kirk. It says Joe Biden has been seen publicly 6 minutes in the past 8 days. Meanwhile, the president's been on stage 7 days a week answering tough questions and providing guidance. He shows fearless leadership. Biden hadn't shown his face. And then Biden showed up. I don't know if you guys saw his little presser. Of course, Biden showed up to talk about how bad things are. Nothing's working anymore. So he shows up for all this. And then he ends up screwing up again. More gaffes. Can't read the teleprompter. Well, here's point number one. And then he starts waving his hand because the teleprompter's failed. Speed it up, speed it up. Oh, we'll get to point number two. Joe Biden showing himself to be, you know, typical Joe Biden. Don't worry, folks. I know you're out there. You're concerned. Is Trump going to get through this? What's going to happen with the economy? I'm telling you, things are going to be okay. It's going to take a minute. But things are going to be okay. But it did get me to asking these other questions like, okay, all these guys, and I'm going to get to Elon Musk in a second, because Elon believes like I do that this is an overblown hoax, all this coronavirus hype. I should say hype because it's not a hoax. People are dying. But it got me to asking this. Where are Bloomberg and Steyer in giving to fight the Chinese Wuhan virus? Where are they? All these people, presidential candidates. We know Amy Klobuchar's husband has been diagnosed with the virus. I'm going to make a prediction. He lives. I haven't checked on Kevin Durant. I'm going to bet you he's still alive. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, since we last talked yesterday, I'm going to make you a bet. They're still doing okay. Probably back to filming in Australia. Who else has it? We had The Bachelor and went through all these yesterday. All these people are fine. I'm going to make you a bet. Because as I'll get to here in a bit, the recovery rate for this virus is skyrocketing. The death toll is going down. The number of people contracting it, which is understated, and the number of people who are dying from it is so small that we shouldn't even be talking about it. Anyway, but where are Steyer and Bloomberg? These people are the richest people on the planet. Haven't heard a word from him. What about Bernie? Is he moving lepers into his camp, as he calls it, or his cabin? I don't know. So here's what Elon Musk said. The Tesla boss mentioned the effort on Twitter, saying he bought the breathing machines from China where he claimed there was an oversupply. He sent ventilators to California, 1,000 ventilators. And he says, if you want a free ventilator installed, please let us know. They wrote this. The 48-year-old tech pioneer wasn't always so enthusiastic about the cause. He tweeted on March the 6th, the coronavirus panic is dumb. It is dumb. I'm not a huge Elon Musk fan, even though I got to admit, man, that Tesla is impressive. It is impressive. It's overpriced, but it's impressive. And, you know, the tech that's gone into this, no matter what anybody says, I think I talked about this, how it's changed the complexion of the muscle car. You know, guy's got a Lamborghini, pulls up next to an ordinary Tesla, and he can't outrun it. Oh, it's got a beautiful sound. I was up next to it, and it had that beautiful Ferrari sound. And you know what I was thinking the whole time? The base model Tesla can outrun this freaking car. Anyway, Musk is right. He says, if we can make these sophisticated systems, we'll start making ventilators. We're going to switch it over, but we can't do it on a dime. But he still said, this is pretty silly to be worrying about all this. And
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Said it before, I'll say it again. This pandemic, I use my finger quotes, will go down as in history as one of the worst jokes played on the world, second only to the election of Barack Obama. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you are with me. That's right. Americans have been regaled with other jokes by Democrats, things like Russian collusion, Trump's impeachment over the coercion of Ukraine to investigate Biden, and so on. But the Chinese Wuhan virus has reached epic levels of insanity. To date, state governments have forced over 80 million Americans into quarantine. Isolation for a virus that has killed fewer than 20,000 people worldwide. The reason why I use 20 is because at the time that I'm saying this, the number is under 17. I'm giving it time for expansion. Okay? Under 20,000 people have died. And I charted the death rate and expansion of the Chinese Wuhan virus pandemic to prove my point. And I wrote about it on my website, theblacksphere.net, and I gave the screenshot so people could see where I got the data, the time it was marked, etc. And it's crazy. I'm just going to read one of these so you get an understanding of it. But it says, there are now 222,643 cases, 915 deaths, 9,115 deaths, 84,506 recoveries. Okay? So I'm just giving you an idea of how they were marketed. So on my article, I put all of these different ones, and essentially I'm going to just come to the summary. The data is over 5 days. There was no numbers given for March 22nd, but you can still make comparisons. And here's what I learned about this. So the new cases of Wuhan virus from one day to the next grew from in a day, 23,000 in one day, 57,000 another day, and to 75,000 the following day. The number of deaths in the same amount of time, 913 deaths, 2,900 and something new deaths, and 3,300 and something new deaths. This is worldwide. On the time there were 913 new deaths, there were 1,529 recoveries. So a lot fewer people, 1.67% more people recovered than died. On the next day, there were 2,962 new deaths, almost 6,000 recoveries. The recovery rate was 2-1 over deaths. And finally, from May 21st to the 23rd, the recovery rate was 2.66%. So in other words, you're recovering almost three times faster than the number of people dying. So the new cases were going up, but the number of people recovering was going triple the speed, almost, 2.66 times the speed of the deaths, and the deaths were shrinking in comparison to the number of cases. That is, folks, clearly people are recovering faster from the Chinese Wuhan virus than they were dying, and that, by definition, means it is not a pandemic. Yeah. It's not a pandemic. Here's what a pandemic is described. An outbreak of a disease that occurs over a wide geographic area and affects an exceptionally high proportion of the population. A pandemic outbreak of a disease. Well, this got me questioning, well, is the disease everywhere? Now, I think I talked to you guys the other day, and I said, you know, whatever the number of cases were, the majority of them were originally in China, then suddenly they were in Italy. Italy had over 5,000 cases. China had over 3,000 cases. It drops off substantially from there. I think Spain had over 1,000. Yeah, 1,700 or so, etc. But what I noticed was there were 47 in the list of countries. There were 83 countries listed and the cruise ship. In this list of countries, 47 countries had less than 5 Chinese Wuhan outbreaks. 27 of those 47 had one. Had one. So it got me, my intellectual curiosity kicked in. How many people are getting it per day? How many people are dying per day? How many people are recovering per day? And that's where I put all this together on theblacksphere.net. All right, I'm going to get to it. So my producers are bugging me about something. Now, 83 countries, because I excluded the Diamond Princess cruise ship where 8 people died. 83 countries were represented in the report. And as I said, you can take the top countries. Italy had over almost 6,000 deaths. I'm going to make sure. Yeah, Italy had 5,476. China was number two. Spain was number three. And then you start getting into the smaller numbers. So you had the United States. At the time, we were 461. United Kingdom, 281. South Korea, 111. The Netherlands, 179. Indonesia, 48. France, 674. Iran had 1,685. But so you get an idea. Almost everybody was in maximum double digits. And as I said, 47 countries less than 5, 27 with only 1. That's 83 countries. So then I got even more curious, and I knew the answer to this. How many countries are there? Well, the United Nations says that there are over 250 countries. 251, including territories. The United States recognizes less than 200, and the website that I went to says, as of today, we have 196 countries. Of 196 countries, 83 of them have some form of the Chinese Wuhan virus, which means well over 100 of these countries, 112, 113 actually to be exact, have no report of the Chinese Wuhan virus. More countries do not have this dreaded Wuhan virus, Chinese Wuhan virus, than have it. And then when you go and you look at the number of countries that do have it, and you subtract the ones that have less than 5, you got to subtract 47 from 83. You get it? 36 countries have more than 5 of cases of Wuhan. And even the majority of them have less than 20. And this is what we're calling a pandemic. Now, look, I'm not telling you it's not a good idea to stop the people from flying and whatever else and keeping people out of stuff so you can limit the number of fatalities and what have you. But we're talking about a flu. Talking about a very small number of people. I put this in the perspective of the number of people who die in the United States every year, which is 2,800,000 plus. I don't know why they gave this number, but apparently last year, whatever year this was, I was looking at it, 2,813,503 people died in the United States. 330 million people, and 2.8 million of us died. So 8% of us, roughly, something like that, died. That's 7,708 people per day who die in the United States. The Wuhan virus, the Chinese Wuhan virus, and I'm just looking at these dates because it goes back to early January. But from March 19th through the 20th, there were 49 deaths. March 20th through the 21st, 46 deaths. March 21st through 22nd, 111 deaths. And March 22nd through the 23rd, 169 deaths. Total in the United States. Total. So the number of cases, just to give you some numbers, on the 19th, there were 207 deaths. On the 20th, 256. On the 21st, 302, then 413, then 582. So what I'm giving you is the delta between the number of deaths. It was creeping up, but it's not creeping up to the level that you would think. It's still well under 2%. And what I didn't have for the United States was a number of recoveries. How many people have recovered? It's still almost 3x recovery to deaths in the United States. So in the worst case scenario, 2% of the people who contract this virus die. If you were to extrapolate it and say, okay, let's say it gets to 400 deaths per day, it would still be less than the number of people killed by accident. By accident. 3 times more people die by accident than the Wuhan virus. So can the government regulate accidents? What are they going to do to stop us from having accidents and killing ourselves? We'll get back to you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.